This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sad news to report. An officer has been shot and killed inside a store, a food market in Wellston, Missouri. And it looks like he was responding to a bad check call. They have the suspect in custody, but apparently he was just shot dead when he walked in the store. Died within 5 minutes or so is what we're being told here.
Almost sounds like an ambush, doesn't it?
It sure does. Sure does. And there's a lot of that going on lately. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to the department, the family, and all that are involved there. It's what a shame. Now, president, of course, we're going to finish up our conversation on Iran. The president, of course, stood down, decided not to do anything at all. But the cyber attacks have apparently commenced. The president, according to a report that we heard about, secretly told our people to go ahead and go after the launching systems and capabilities of the missiles in Iran so they could not launch any missiles.
We have been, that authorization actually has been standing for quite some time, not only against Iran, but, you know, certainly Russia and whatnot. So, as a consequence to respond, I would say our cyber command, actually disabled the computer systems that control the rockets and the missile launchers that are owned and managed, if you will, by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Now, they may take it a step further and do the same when it comes to some oil platforms. But the bigger one, and I think I mentioned this on your show a couple of nights ago, we had the, under the, Bush administration, we had Stuxnet. And, we have been, let's see how I can say this accurately, exploring slash applying Stuxnet Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Iran follows through on their threats to increase the level of enriched uranium beyond that that is described in the joint plan of action, then I would say Stuxnet Part 2 is ready to go.
Okay. So we'll just have to watch, wait, and see what happens. Now, the president has delayed the ICE raids for 2 weeks, giving the Democrats, in his words, a chance to pass new immigration legislation, which I can't see happening, at least not to the satisfaction of the Senate.
Exactly. Now, I'm a little, I guess it's okay to suspend the deportation operations that were supposed to have launched on Sunday for 2 weeks to necessarily expose Nancy Pelosi. Mentioned on your show a couple of nights ago where, in fact, the legislation is out there. But the legislation's kind of got some nastiness in it. Because I think I spoke about these riders, where essentially what they're doing is suspending immigration law, various right. piece parts of immigration law, which is ridiculous. And the Republicans are well on to this, so because of these riders / stipulations that the Democrats keep throwing in there, you're not going to go anywhere. So I guess in 2 weeks we will go through this deportation operation.
Now
this is all on the humanitarian realm. Because remember, the Senate passed a $4.5 billion humanitarian deal.
Yes, it did.
And, you know, it's supposed to go over to the House. Well, the House is like, well, wait, we have our own. And our own has all these other kinds of things, including $20 million for alternatives to detention, $15 million to provide legal orientation to educate the migrants about their rights, $9 million to speed up placement with children to, you know, sponsors here in the United States that are unaccompanied, $866 million to reduce the reliance on these shelters at all, $934 million to provide for food, water, sanitary items, blankets, medical service, and St. Tri- you know, so it's kind of like, you know, these countries have, you know, allowed their people to just bail out, and all of a sudden, you know, it's our problem to take care of them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens, won't we?
Well, it ain't going anywhere. I mean, let's just be real about it.
Speaking of not going anywhere, the Supreme Court's going to be very busy, and I'll have to wait on that because here comes the music in my ear. But when we come back, folks, we'll talk about the Supreme Court and the big decision that's coming about the census question, are you a U.S. citizen? All righty, going to do a little celebrating on the way out the door here. Be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they understand what it's like. Because if you are the last person standing in a self-defense situation, regardless of whatever you use to defend yourself, you're the first person the police are going to look at. And who are you going to call? Because you're going to be given that one telephone call if they take you in for questioning or anything else. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. The first thing you'll notice is the free gun a day giveaway, which changes every day at midnight, a different gun every day. Sign up for that, and then take a look at the three different ways that you can join the USCCA, three different programs. Now, when you do that, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff with your membership, which includes the Concealed Carry magazine, the award-winning magazine, which has savings in it every month for not just guns, not just ammunition, but also for things like camping, RVing, and fishing. So there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com with us. Hello, kiddo.
Good morning.
The Supreme Court is going to be deciding very shortly, I believe this week, I think that's what the way it's scheduled, on the census and the question of, are you an American citizen, which is definitely going to have a bearing, if you will, on the electoral maps around the country.
There are two districts that are being especially prominent in this discussion, and that's North Carolina and Maryland.
Right.
The other piece is certainly the census, and both cases have been argued. We are waiting decisions. the census argument has to be the opinions, the Supreme Court opinions, I think have to be out by the end of this month, because that's when the Supreme Court session is over with.
Okay.
And they generally, you know, well, they almost always put out their opinions or send things back to lower courts and whatnot. But the other thing that's very important about the census that we've got to have the decision, like, post-haste, is because it's got to go to print. I got to go print 330 million of whatever number is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a... imminent. It's one. It's an imminent decision, but it's almost like an emergency decision. We got to have it. We got to have it fast because we're going to have to go in hyperspeed to get all these census forms printed.
Okay, and of course, last week they had a number of decisions they released, and nothing that was all that tremendously important. But the big one is
except for the World War One cross.
Yeah, the World War One cross, which by the way, is not a cross. And I talked about that last hour because the Distinguished Service Cross, some of the awards they give. By the way, the emblem for the VFW is actually a cross, but it's a different type of cross. So you know, it doesn't mean it's religious just because it looks like a cross, right? Right. now, let's talk about Little Ms. Omar up there in Minnesota. This newspaper up there, the Star Eagle, is all over whatever on earth it is that she's tied up in, questioning her marriage and whether or not it was done legally or illegally or what the heck's going on. So what is going on here?
Well, first of all... It needs to be understood that she and her siblings, along with the father, are Somali refugees. When Somali went through, you know, its meltdown, the family were moved to a refugee camp in Kenya where they lived there for 4 years. Now the father brought, the family, I think the mother died. I don't know when she necessarily died.
Yeah.
They ended up here in the United States in 1995. So she's been here a while. All right. That'd be, what, 26, 23 years or whatever it is?
Yeah.
24 years?
24.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was a teenager at that point. Now, so she's really lived in the United States since 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So when they came to the United States, I think they were first went to Virginia, and then something tells me they went someplace else, and then they ended up in Minnesota. Okay, having said that, the question now becomes, and you've got one reporter up there that has been on the case in a big, huge way, somewhat embarrassing the local newspaper in Minneapolis, but he has been working diligently as best he can, and the newspaper did want to print a lot of this. I think they were forced to do some follow-up stories, but I forget the guy's name, the investigative reporter, but he's been posting his stuff over on Powerline. He posted about 2 weeks ago now a marriage certificate. And this marriage certificate is really kind of what led to some of these other questions on who she was married to, then she divorced, and then she remarried again, and then in the mix of all that, joint income tax return.
Right.
And there's some very big questions there. So... we don't know where this is all necessarily going to go, except that I will tell you there is some chatter that an awful lot of the voters in her district are quite embarrassed by her.
Yep.
So I think there's one or two other candidates, at least one.
I know one. Mm-hmm.
That is put their name in the hopper to run against her and dethrone her from her position as congresswoman representing that district.
Cross your fingers. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. they was done with Alan Grayson. Remember all the stuff that he got into, the trouble of running his mouth, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, well, he was on television yesterday representing the Democratic Party in some sort of a political thing they had, and I almost fell out of my chair when I saw him. He's a very poor representative because his attitude is very out there, very out there. All right, now, something is going on in Turkey, and it involves a mayoral race in Istanbul, where apparently the Erdogan's party got defeated.
Well, we had this fella that was running in an opposition party. And there was an election, I don't know, several weeks ago. And Erdogan came in and he said, hey, you know, some of these votes were stolen, some weren't counted, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they had a redo. Mm-hmm. Begins to sound familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And so this opposition party candidate, Imaoglu, actually had a lead the first voting session. Of 13,000 votes. They did a redo, and now he got 775,000 votes in the lead. So, the existing mayor of Istanbul has conceded. And then the president, Erdogan, he congratulated this İmamoğlu, whatever, however you pronounce his name. I'm sure I screwed that one up. But anyway, it'll be very interesting to see if this is some kind of a trend in other large cities in Turkey, mm-hmm. the next one necessarily being Ankara.
Mm-hmm.
So Erdogan had better kind of moderate or watch out or, you know, we hope that it is a pattern of things to come.
Now, would Erdogan use, let's see, what did he do? He fired some of the military, jailed some of them, executed some of them.
Journalists.
Yeah.
Teachers.
What would he do to this mayor if he felt so inclined?
Well, we don't know. I mean, he could cause some kind of an uprising to have him impeached or removed, you know, with some kind of protest or something. I'm not convinced, however, that Erdogan will necessarily go that far. He may. We could all be surprised.
Well, they're watching. The world is watching, right?
Well, the world is very much watching, and especially the United States, because remember, Turkey is a member of NATO.
Yeah, and maybe someday that will change. All right, well, that's it for today, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. If you get a chance, come out to the Warrior Games.
All right, thanks.
All righty, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, taking you out with a little Proud Mary here, Creedence Clearwater Revival, coming right back with the bottom of the hour and our next military and veterans news report. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, he delivered the message that President Trump will impose more sanctions on Iran.
This will be a further effort to ensure that their capacity not only to grow their economy, but to evade sanctions becomes more and more difficult. And it'll be an important addition to our capacity to enforce sanctions against Iran.
Iran continues to insist that if U.S. actions go too far, they will respond quickly. The president has postponed the scheduled ICE raids after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called him and urged him to call it off. On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence said Congress needs to take action.
We've asked for more bed space. We've asked for more support. Our Customs and Border Patrol agents are doing a job, but the system is overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget, two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. And the other one right down here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Take advantage of what they have to offer. Check them out, NAA.edu. Here's more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know that more and more of you, especially getting out of high school, are not just running straight off to college. You're kind of sitting back, relaxing, seeing what's going on. Maybe you're taking a job somewhere else. Maybe you've been in one of these technical schools in high school to learn a trade. And you're starting out at the entry level, wherever it is you're at, doing whatever you're doing. But I want you to think about becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. because in most cases, it will pay you a lot more than a college degree you'd get if you go right off to college. That's number one. And number two, a lot more than what you're going to get doing whatever years that you're planning on doing. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year or even more if you draw the luck of the card and wind up going to work overseas somewhere for a military contractor. Now, here's the deal. Check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. And good luck, because it's a great profession. Certified aviation maintenance tech. And even people like Jeff in Sarasota can do that. So there you go. Now, picking on Jeff this morning. Now, we have a legal bombshell, literally, in the war crimes trial of Navy Special Warfare Operator First Class Eddie Gallagher. He's been accused of killing a captured ISIS combatant who was seriously wounded, a teenager. And last week we found out that he didn't do it. The person that did it was the medic who was treating the young man for his wound. And after Chief Gallagher had stabbed the young lad in the neck, for which the wound was being treated, the corpsman then proceeded to shut off the airway, and as a result, the young man died from asphyxiation, drowned not only by not being able to breathe, but probably in his own blood and his lungs and whatnot. So now what do we do? You had the chief that didn't commit the murder that he's accused of. Yeah, he might have assaulted the young man, but then again, there's a discrepancy as to what happened there, the scuffle that ensued, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff that caused the retaliation by the chief in the first place. So we'll just have to wait and see. Now, a lot of military people that have been in the JAG Corps are saying that this is a slam dunk, that it's just going to be, the case is going to be dropped, and that's going to be it, end of story. But some other people are saying, not so fast. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Again, I'm not taking a side one way or the other, but I do know that Karen Vaughn, her son Aaron Vaughn, from Extortion 17, part of SEAL Team 6, who was killed in that horrible helicopter crash in Afghanistan when they were set up and ambushed, by the way, my opinion, for when it took the lives of the most SEALs at any one time in modern history. And that's just my opinion on that one. Never been proven that it was that way, but everybody seems to think that they were set up. So we'll see what happens. Now, Iran's Revolutionary Guard have been doing a lot of nefarious things lately. Shooting down the U.S. surveillance drone on Thursday was just part of what they've been up to in the Straits of Hormuz. Their little fast boats have been out there. They've been pretty busy the past few weeks, running around, zigzagging, having lots of fun, cutting off boats and ships and being warned off by various vessels. By the way, most of the tankers now traveling through the Straits of Hormuz and coming into the Gulf of Oman have now got armed escorts that are climbing on board to see to it that their passage is a little bit easier with their cargo when they go through the Straits of Hormuz. So that's something that's being done now, kind of like what was done off Somalia. Remember Somalia when they put the armed forces on board the ships and that stuff kind of settled down a little bit? And if they did come up alongside the ship, then, you know, they were warned off with some shots fired at them, or their boats were sunk, one or the other. So we'll see what happens. Now, Also, the Senate is busy. They passed 22 measures last week aimed at blocking White House plans for an $8.1 billion military sale to both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, setting up a veto shutdown with a showdown, rather, with President Trump, because he wants those countries to have what they want to get, which includes aircraft and missiles, beans, bombs, and bullets. And he wants them to be able to get that. So we'll see where all this goes. Now, July 4th, what are you going to be doing? Well, you might want to be around Washington, D.C., because they're going to have that great planned military parade in Washington. Now, it was postponed a year ago, but they're back this year, going to have it. And the president is going to have everything from troops marching on the ground to a military flyover. And I know that anybody listening to me that wants to see something really fascinating, take the kids with you, take the family with you, that'd be the place to go on the 4th of July and watch and see what happens. Now, overseas, the Japan Defense Minister, Takeshi Iwawa, and Lieutenant General Kevin Schneider, the commander in the region, United States commander in the region, reaffirmed the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance and the importance of the U.S. and Japanese forces working together closely in pursuit of a free and open Indo-Pacific, which is exactly what we're doing. We'll keep our eyes on that and see what happens. By the way, apparently the president warned Iran via Oman overnight that the U.S. attack was imminent and called for talks with Iranian officials before it happened. He gave them warning, the president himself, trying to bring them to the table again. Now, there is a positive and a negative to all this. The positive is we got a chance to see what Iran would do when threatened with immediate retaliatory attacks. We got a chance to see, which enabled us to have the advantage of maybe getting something a little better. So there you go. But they also got a chance to see what we would do. So it kind of was a double-edged sword there. But we'll hope the good guys win out on that. At least that's what we'll hope for. Now, keep in mind, the Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by National Aviation Academy. Please check them out at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. By the way, breaking traffic news here in my local area in Tampa. All westbound lanes are shut down at Branch Forb Roads near Plant City because of a major crash. All westbound lanes shut down at Branch Forbes Road near Plant City because of a major crash. I believe that's along I-4. All right, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back with more. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, it's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm going to try to have him on Wednesday again. We'll see what happens. It is his week to be on, and sometimes he switches it around and goes Wednesday to Thursday. But anyway, we'll give it a shot. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton. And for all you folks that are down here for the Warrior Games, especially those of you that are staying down there in Manatee County around Bradenton and whatnot, trot on over to 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, if you can do it, for lunch before you leave. Try one of those great lunchtime specials they've got. I'm telling you, if you like good home-cooked food, that's the place, the Mixon Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon Fruit Farms. Now, Mixon Fruit Farms is in your little tourist guide you got there, so they're already there listed as Mixon Fruit Farms, the retail store, the farm, and all that. But inside, that they don't tell you about, is the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and you're going to love the food. By the way, when you finish your lunch, try an orange swirl ice cream. You're going to love it. Mixon Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton. Their phone number, 941-748-5829, and located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. All right, now the watchdog in Wall Street is here with us, Chris Markowski, on a Monday morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, your favorite congresswoman up there in New York, the big city, is at it again. Old AOC. She's got a great idea. She's calling on everybody to take the to take and hide the illegals so ICE can't pick them up when they decide to come after them.
Yeah, I just don't see that many people jumping on that bandwagon. She likes to have her picture in the paper and be on the news and all that stuff, and that's, you know, draw attention to herself. So I she's kind of one ear and out the other. Don't really pay attention much to her.
What would happen to you if you told somebody to do something that's illegal and encouraged it and used the public media to do so? Would they not put you perhaps under the jail?
Put you under the jail. Listen, with what's going on right now with the illegal stuff, man, I don't know if you saw this this morning. It looks like that the acting head of Department of Homeland Security actually was a leaker to the Washington Post and let everybody know about the raids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one reason they put it off for 2 weeks. But then Donald Trump has also put the Democrats on notice. They got 2 weeks to straighten up the immigration problem or the raids are moving ahead again. I did see that.
He said the Dep come up with something, but what do you think? Do you think that they're actually going to get it? I mean,
no.
Democrats are not going to go along, so what's the point in waiting?
No, anything that they do, the Senate will not go along with, I guarantee you, because there'll be something thrown in there, sidelined, or whatever they do when they do the sidebars on the thing in pencil, it just won't fly. Mm-hmm.
This is why I'm saying we keep waiting. It's like, okay, give it another try. And I don't know. I think people kind of get aggravated with this stuff. I do.
Oh, they are.
I think a lot of Trump supporters have got to be taking him to task in regards to,
okay,
all right, you know, you've got to get something done. The people are still streaming across the border. And you know what? You got for finding people dead in the Texas desert there, infants and whatnot. It's bad.
You mean it's worse than the Dominican Republic?
Oh, the Dominican Republic is a tourist thing.
Yeah, there's something going on there. But anyway, let me switch gears. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, Bernie Sanders came out again and proposed the legislation or his proposal to eliminate all student debt, and I mean all of it. Bring it all down to zero. And he's got a plan to pay as to who's going to pay for it. Got any guesses?
Yeah, investors.
That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sad. It really is because, it's going to basically be a tax on everybody who invests, including you're talking pension funds, you're talking your 401k.
Yep.
And the reality is it'll never be enough.
Yeah,
they always start with these things, and it'll never, ever be enough.
No,
what's going to happen? What's going to happen is very simple. Is that it's going to start at a certain price, and they're all going to one up one another in regards to this thing. It's eliminating all student loan debt, and some are saying also free. Now it's going to be free public colleges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on and on and on and on and on. And it's funny. I read their the nonsense. Elizabeth Warren just put something out. Was talking about saying colleges got so expensive because of tax cuts for the rich. It's just patently absurd.
Yeah. And anybody that's believing that, well, you know, we got some Kool-Aid. We'll sell you in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Definitely drinking it.
Yeah, right. Now, look, the Iranian hackers are busy waging a cyber campaign against the U.S., but in the meantime, we're hearing that there is a form of Stuxnet. Remember that?
I'm sorry?
Stuxnet. Remember Stuxnet, the United States? Yeah. Well, there's a version times two or times three, has a different name to it. We're not sure what it is because it's a secret operation. But they are going after the Iranian missile batteries, and they have been able to, with this virus, shut down the command and control to actually launch a missile from any of the Iranian missiles.
You start messing around with cyber warfare, it's going to get interesting. But I would seem to me that it would be a great tool of ours to go ahead and be able to do this based upon, you know, our tech savvy here and kind of shutting things down and finding out where everything is and disabling things. Seems like a good start. But then again, you know what? It might be coming back at us as well.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. And we'll see what happens. Now, what is going on with gold? Didn't it just hit a five-year high?
Yes. Well, it's because some of the talks about lowering interest rates.
Okay. And everybody's going to rush to buy gold now? Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's kind of like, and you're taking a look at negative interest rates all around the globe. Where you've got, trillions of dollars in European debt that is in negative interest rates. So sometimes, money will flow. It's got to find a home in some other direction. We can look and see people looking to put it somewhere. So, gold's, up. But, like I said, it's not a long-term investment.
Yeah, but doesn't this live up to the old addendum, don't put all your eggs in one basket?
Well, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to decide to invest in gold, you obviously don't want to buy, put it all in one thing, just as much as when you want to put all your money in one stock. It's absurd.
Okay, because I've actually heard people recommending that they get rid of their 401k, dissolve it, and put it all in a gold, transfer it over to gold. And, I think that's rather ridiculous.
It's utter stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about this cryptocurrency? Because I keep hearing things about crypto. The Bitcoin is jumping up, and Facebook with their crypto coin, and a couple of other things that came in there. But what's going on with all this stuff there?
To me, it reminds me of Monopoly money. It does. I'm trying to guess.
You mean to play money?
Yeah. I don't mess around with any of that stuff. I really don't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't, there's been so many various different things over the years that pop up, fads and whatnot, and I always avoid them.
Now, we've got the G20 coming here pretty quick, right?
Yes.
What do you think, now that we may or may not have eased tensions a little bit with China, there's been a couple of preliminary conversations, if you will, and Pompeo's over there talking in the Middle East, trying to put together some sort of coalition to put more pressure against Iran through the UN, Bolton's talking to Israel. What do you think is going to happen over there with the G20?
Well, I'm hoping, I don't know what, I mean, my hope is that, maybe... there'll be maybe some side talks with China in regards to maybe dealing with North Korea a little bit better, and maybe putting that to rest, or maybe putting that a little bit further down the line. But of course, everybody's really going to be focused on trade issues. I think that's going to be front and center. You're taking a look, and obviously Iran to some degree, but I really think that the trade issues are going to be what's really important at that thing. Mm-hmm. We've also had some things come out lately in regards to Jared Kushner's proposals and investing in Palestine and trying to turn that area around and bring that area into the fold. But we'll see how that goes as well.
All righty. We got to let you go. We'll come back to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. The Captain's America Third Watch is going out here in a low rider right now. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, coming right back as we're going to go a little lower.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.